From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. A Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year, with 10 people confirmed dead, and searchers are looking for 16 missing people. Authorities say the North Complex fire near the small city of Oroville that exploded in wind-driven flames earlier in the week is advancing more slowly today after the winds eased and smoke from the blaze shaded the area and lowered the temperature, allowing firefighters to make progress. That was a change from the hot weather and gusty winds that 2 days earlier sent flames exploding through foothills northeast of San Francisco, destroying at least 2,000 buildings. The air quality in the Bay Area has been pretty bad today since the wind has dropped. The National Weather Service says concentrated smoke is expected to stick around throughout the day. According to the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, the air this afternoon is considered very unhealthy throughout San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, and southern Marin counties. It is just unhealthy in northern Marin, Sonoma, Napa, and Solano counties. And in case you don't know, today and tomorrow are spare the air days, so burning wood is prohibited. There's enough of that already. You may be feeling a little extra stir-crazy these days, with the terrible air keeping you indoors even more than the pandemic alone. Well, you're going to have more options beginning Monday in San Francisco. Mayor London Breed announced yesterday the following outdoor and indoor activities will be allowed with limited capacity because they are, quote, low risk, unquote. Indoor personal services, such as hair salons, barbershops, nail salons, massage services, tattoo and piercing. Indoor gyms, including one-on-one personal training. Hotels and other lodging, including short-term rentals, places of worship and political activities, outdoor tour buses and open-air boats, drive-in movies, outdoor family entertainment such as mini-golf, batting cages, and go-karts. More could open a week from Monday, that's September 21st, including museums, zoos, and aquariums. Also, in-classroom learning up to sixth grade on a rolling basis with an approved health and safety plan. You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.